Hi guys, and welcome back with TV with Nay. Grab your snacks, your popcorn, and your drink, and let's get ready to watch this premiere. Okay, so today I'm going to be talking about a movie that I watched a couple days ago, which I thought I seen it, but I don't remember if I watched the movie or not. So the movie that I watched the other day is called Burning Bright. It's a weird kind of title anyways, but this involves a tiger and two kids in the story, which is, at first I thought it wasn't going to be that good, but I was surprised of how good actually the movie was to begin with. I watched it on Tubi, so the only thing I didn't like was that you had to watch the commercials, because I'm not paying for everything not to have commercials, so I had to watch the commercials, but it is about a young woman. Well, she's like, I don't want to say she's like young. She's like 18, 19 because she's going to college. And she has a brother who is autistic. She is trying to go to college, but she tries to drop her brother off at this facility so that she's able to go to college. And she gets denied funds. Like, they're like, oh, your account is insufficient. You don't have enough funds. So she calls the bank, and then she finds out that her stepfather withdrew all the money and closed the account. And you find out that the stepfather actually bought a tiger, because he's trying to start a safari on his land that he has. Well, there is a hurricane coming, and so you can hear in the movie when you watch it, he's like, we need to lock everything down, so that you can see them putting this wood over like the windows. And, you know, and even like towards the end, you see the door. But one thing that I was even seeing is really crazy is that he pulls the cage that the tiger is in, and he puts it near the door, and you can just see it open. And then like you see the tiger go in. So it's this girl and her brother in the house, and she wakes up because she's really frustrated because she's thinks that she's not going to be able to go to college. She's kind of tired of taking care of her brother. She feels alone in the world. She's mad that her mom died. And from what they were saying is that her mom took a whole bunch of pills and overdosed. And so she's, you know, just frustrated. So she goes downstairs to get a drink of water. And then she hears like a noise, and she goes like, hello. And she looks around and she doesn't see anything, and she keeps walking, but she still kind of hears a noise. And then while she's all the way up at the top of the steps, she can see the tiger walk past. And she runs into her room very quietly and closes the door, and she's like trying to push the boards off the window, but she can't. And one thing I do have to say that kind of makes it very suspenseful, she changes her day clothes to her sleep clothes, and she left her phone in her jean pocket, and she put her clothes down the chute. So her phone is in the laundry room where she has to try and get it. So she's looking for her phone. Of course, she can't find it. And of course, it's down there in the laundry room. She walks out of her bedroom, and she's like looking for the house phone. Of course, the house phone isn't working. And of course, why this is all going on, you're looking for the stepfather, but you don't see him yet. You're just like, well, where is he? And then she checks on her brother. His name is Tom, and Tom is not anywhere to be found. And so she's panicking a little bit, like, oh my gosh, did the tiger get him or what? So she's trying to be very quiet, and she does make it all the way down to the laundry room to get her phone. Of course, she does call 911. Of course, they say, due to the hurricane, can you please leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Then she presses on the window. She's not able to open it, but of course, she's making a lot of noise, so it attracts the tiger to come that way. So she hurries up and grabs her phone, and then she climbs up like the chute, and she's holding herself in the chute, and of course, she can see the tiger roaming, looking, and she's sweating because she's really nervous. Well, then of course, like a tiny drop of her sweat falls on the ground, and the tiger comes back and licks it and smells it, and then he looks straight up, and then he sees her, and then all of a sudden it's like he just like tries to claw up through the chute. So she's like trying to make sure she doesn't slip and fall, and then she climbs all the way up through the the shoot, which you're just like, yes, she made it. Then you see her brother, Tom, and she's like, where were you? And she's like trying not to scream or yell, but she's like panicking. So she tries to open every door. She tries to open every window, and she can't because they're all nailed in because of the hurricane. So throughout the movie, they move to different rooms of the house, trying not to get attacked by the tiger. So like in one room, her brother, because he is autistic, he's hungry and he's like, I need to eat now. Eat, feed me my breakfast. And so she's trying to like get hamburger, ground beef, and put like sleeping pills in it so the tiger will go to sleep. But she has to hurry and stop and do that and make her brother breakfast so that he's not causing too much noise. Also, like with her brother, he doesn't like to be touched. So she has to like do hand signals and stuff. And I know when I was watching it, not trying to be rude, I was like, this is more stressful trying to make him be quiet and trying to keep him alive than trying to fight this tiger. Like I felt like she had like two whammies, kind of like she has to like look out for this tiger and then also make sure that she's attending to all of his needs. And then like on one of the rooms she goes into, she's trying to get on the computer to try to send out like, I need help. And of course the signal's down. And then, of course, the tiger's, like, breaking down the door. She grabs a bottle of perfume and throws it on the floor so it throws their scent off. Of course, they're laying underneath the bed. Her brother's trying to grab that the tiger. She's trying to keep his mouth quiet and not let him touch him. And then, of course, she looks over and there he is. And so they're able to escape the tiger right then and there. And they, you know, like, the bed gets pushed up between them. And so she's able to get off the door. Then they go into another room and she's like praying and asking God, like, you know, if I can get out of this, can you please, you know, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll just get me out of this. And so she starts looking and then she finds bullets and then she's looking for the gun. And while she's looking for this gun, she falls upon some life insurance policies, and it's come to find out that her stepfather had taken out $125,000 life insurance policy on the both of them. And then she finds out that it was actually her stepfather who put this tiger in the house. And so that's why, like, the doors are shut. Like, you can't get through the doors. They have, like, a little attic piece. It's, like, you can see the nails where it's drilled in. They go into another room, and her brother's in there, and he's crying for his mom's dress and hollering and screaming. And she's like, fine, here, if you want her, have her. And so she throws the dress on, like, his around his neck, and he's just quiet. But then she has to move him into the closet, and of course he gets loud, like, don't touch me. And so then the tiger comes in, and of course she has like a hammer or some type of tool, and the tiger looks at her, and she sees the tiger like through this closet that she's in because it's not completely built. And I will say, when I saw that scene, is like, you could see, like, you felt bad for the girl, and then you also felt bad for the tiger because it's like he doesn't know where he's at, and yes, the young lady doesn't want to die, but it's like you could kind of see, it was like, I'm going to, like, you can kind of see, like, it was like tiger versus human, and it was like the human's going to win. So she starts busting out the wall, and she's able to get her brother out and her, but then she does get cut on her leg. Then, like, on another scene, they're in a different room, and there's a whole bunch of mirrors, and he starts like roaring at the mirrors because he thinks it's another tiger. She locks them in that room, and then out of nowhere, her brother sits down to watch a movie, and she's like, you can't watch that. And he starts like screaming and having a fit. And so, you know, she just has to keep like moving around a lot. And that's what mostly ends up happening, is that she keeps moving. And then towards the end, she was able to get out, like, in the laundry room, because it was able to budget a little bit, and she was able to get out, but she was starting the car, but she left her brother inside. Spoil alert. So she goes back in to get her brother, and then they have like one like big fight scene at the end. Like, I wouldn't say it's like a big fight scene, but like she turns the oven on, she throws pots and pans at the tiger, and then she finally says that tells her brother, you need to get in the freezer. Of course, the freezer wasn't turned on or anything. And she says, I know you understand me, get in the freezer. And they get into the freezer. And of course, the tiger tries to knock it. Well, he knocks it over to try to get them out, but he's not able to. And they actually end up going to sleep in the freezer. They wake up, you know, and then they hear like a drill pulling out the nails. or the screws, and it's their stepdad. And he had a gun and a rifle. And then she says, you know, she's like having this dialogue with him, like, you know, Tom doesn't know what happened. I won't say anything. Just let us go, and we'll leave you alone, and you leave us alone. And he was like, you're not the only one who wanted to leave. And she's like, you killed my mom. And then out of nowhere, the tiger jumps on the stepdad and starts, like, you know, like eating him pretty much. And then that's how Tom and the other girl walk out of the house. So I was saying, just to be a girl in a house and a tiger, it was pretty intense. It kept my attention. I think it's worth watching. I think it's something interesting and it's fun to watch. And it's not too gory. It's not too, like, you know, like some horror movies, they make it so gory. You're just like, oh, I don't want to see all of that. But it's really not that gory. It's really not all that, like, my 13-year-old watched it and she wasn't scared, so it wasn't too scary. So yeah, that was the movie. It was called Burning Bright. I hope you guys liked that premiere and can't wait to tell you about the next one. Thanks for listening. Bye.